Hi, I'm Alex Cox.
And I'm Maddie Cox.
This is a show about gender, our minds, and all sorts of transitions.
Welcome to Two-Headed Girl.
You know what we don't get often, Matthew?
Happy Gay Christmas.
We don't often get Christmas movies with same-sex couples. I mean, let alone trans couple, but, you know, let's wait for the T for T. But this year, for the first time ever, there was a Hallmark movie with a gay couple.
I know. And
I like how I said that set up as if it's like, really?
I think most of the gay community has been made aware, and probably only because
we all got a Christmas card.
Oh, well, I was going to say because one of the leads is from Mean Girls, and that, you know, is a very gay movie.
Well, say the gay community or the queer community, and I don't
should
know
I just say the gays
is. The gays, well, I just, you know, I did get the Christmas card, but I didn't get like the starter pack that a lot of people get, you know what I mean? And I
girls, gays, and theys. Should I say that instead?
I mean, we're just all homos for the holidays.
I like that. All right,
scenario.
Homos for the holidays.
Yes. There have been homo for the holiday movies in the past, notably The Happiest Season with Kristen Stewart, Kristen Stewart, Dan Levy, and I have such a big crush
Mackenzie
on her.
Davis.
Thank you, Mackenzie Davis.
This movie is called The Holiday Sitter, and I was disappointed that it wasn't about sitting dogs.
Oh my God.
I'm serious. Just saw the title and I was like, all right, dog sitting, house sitting, here we go.
Oh, all right. This summary mostly comes from the Christmas Specials Wiki. The Holiday Sitter is a Hallmark Channel original movie that premiered on December 11th, 2022, as part of its annual Countdown to Christmas event. It's notably the first Hallmark holiday movie to focus on an LGBTQ couple. Sam is a workaholic bachelor who babysits his niece and nephew before the holidays when his sister and her husband have to go out of town. They don't note that out of town as an emergency because their baby is being born. But anyway, completely out of his element, he recruits help from their handsome neighbor, Jason, and finds himself in an unexpected romance.
Typical Hallmark, but with the gays. The homos.
Yeah.
And the business boy, the stressed business boy, is played by Mean Girls' Jonathan Bennett.
Yes,
and
indeed.
The hottie neighbor is played by someone who is not famous.
He's
but,
a newbie.
Yeah.
George Crissa.
Yep. It was what you would expect from a Hallmark movie. But I still enjoyed it, even with all the tropes. Like, I kind of really enjoyed it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what you can expect from a Hallmark movie, because one of my favorite podcasts, American Hysteria, just did a rundown of this, but Hallmark movies are very different. I shouldn't say very different. They have a stricter template than most other Christmas movies.
A formula, you may say.
Yes. There's, you know, the stereotype across all Christmas movies, the big business person who's sort of swept away by a country or suburban romance. The big bad, actually, the big bad is often capitalism, which is interesting. The big business person gets the classic call to adventure. In this case, you know, babysitting, it's like, okay, do I embrace the spirit of Christmas? Yes or no? And there are trees, there are just an absurd amount of Christmas decorations everywhere you look, and of course, lots of snow, and its realness is based upon the budget. Hallmark does spend a lot of money on the snow. But in Hallmark movies, there is rarely more than one kiss, and there is never, any sex, not even implied sex.
Well, I mean, yeah, because it's like Christian family values, basically. So what happened at Hallmark this year is their CEO went off to make a family values channel, which is supposed to be even more traditional values and Christian than the Hallmark channel. And there was a little bit of an uproar from the actress Candace Cameron Bure, also known as DJ Tanner from Full House, who decided to go with it with that CEO from the Hallmark channel because she wanted to contribute to these family values. And everyone was saying it was a homophobia thing, but I think it was mostly, honestly, just like a money thing. I don't even think she thought of the homophobia, but it was like a big deal because she was in the first ever Hallmark movie, like the main lead, and she did like so many movies for them. So following the CEO, William J. Abbott, it caused quite an uproar. But I personally think that it was just about like moving because of the money and because she wanted to focus more on Christian values, and it had nothing to do with the gay movie.
I don't even know if, I mean, I know that she has said some iffy stuff about same-sex couples and stuff like that, but it's odd to me how she is very much, again, a maligned woman when William Abbott, who has been the Hallmark CEO since 2009, is the one who is leaving Hallmark to create Great American Media, which is specifically, again, traditional family values. And what DJ Tanner said that made people angry is she didn't even say, like, she meant, like, movies. We'll put the exact quote in, but movies about families. So, yes.
As opposed to romance and couples.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
focusing on families.
Yeah, yeah. Not to focus on the family, TM, but focusing on, you know, not a businessman gets swept off his feet. So I think it was just timing and like, go, you do you, and fuck Greg, not Greg Abbott, sorry, fuck William J. Abbott. But now we have again a Hallmark that is going to do the gays, I guess. Lifetime has done a bunch of movies.
Yeah, so Lifetime, actually, I did some research, and they pulled ahead. They did their first movie in 2019, and they have a ton of lesbian movies.
They do.
They have a couple of gay couples, but like, the lesbian movies are out of control. And I didn't do research on maybe one of the creators is gay. I'm not sure that like works on those movies. But most notably recently, Lifetime did a lesbian movie featuring a non-binary lead.
Wait, seriously?
It's called Mary and Gay, and it came out in in 2021.
Oh my god.
And then in 2022, they just had one featuring a mixed race lesbian couple.
Oh man, we're getting real scandalous.
So Hallmark felt that they were being left out and jumped on the train. Of course, they didn't rock the boat too much. Just your typical, I wouldn't even say either gay man was super effeminate. Like, maybe a little bit, but it was like it was stereotypical gay stuff, but it wasn't like over the top. Like, think of Modern Family, like over the top. It did not even come close to that.
Yeah, honestly, it was truly beat for beat a Hallmark holiday movie. And what I actually enjoyed about it was you weren't reminded every 30 seconds that the couple was gay, which I thought was going to be a thing because it has been in other Lifetime movies. And in Happiest Season, that's like the whole plot.
Yeah, which is disappointing. It's a great movie, but that part is disappointing.
We think it's a great movie. I don't know about how.
You know what? Kristen Stewart is a gay icon, and I will take none less. Yeah. And it is funny. The comedy is there.
That's true.
Yeah. The comedy is there.
This movie's funny if you like
slapstick.
Hallmark humor. No.
Slapstick.
No, but this is not slapstick.
But bouncing off of you saying that you like how we weren't reminded they were gay every 30 seconds, no one had a coming out scene. It wasn't like, oh, I'm revealing that I'm gay.
Yeah.
Like, there was kind of like, there were one of those phone calls where, like, you pick up the phone and you call and you're like, hey, sis who lives in New York, how are you doing?
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, Sam. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. But there's no, like, remember when you were gay in high school?
Right.
There's no, like, overt, over the top. And even when you first meet the neighbor next door, there's no coming out. There's no, like, just, like, having to come out. It's just, like, they subtly, the sitter and the neighbor give each other, like, little glances, and then they just, like, know. There's no, like, big announcement reveal. And I think, despite it being a really cheesy movie, I really appreciated that.
I did think it was a little bit funny that the nephew of Sam, who is the big business boy, he has a crush on a girl, and they make that it felt very like, we are not groomers. No groomers are here.
Which the kids are straight. Don't worry.
The kids are straight. Don't worry. They're spending a lot of time with their gunkle.
Oh my God.
That was my one thing. I'm like, no, thank you.
His best friend, so business boy Sam, wants to go to Hawaii for his vacation and doesn't want to spend it with family because he wants to enjoy his holiday vacation without family.
Oh, yeah. And real quick, like you said, it's not big drama homophobia, but also he's not quite estranged from his family. But in almost even the Lifetime movies, what would bring the family back together is like, it was awkward because I was gay. No, it's awkward because he's a big business boy and he doesn't want to be in like the small, the suburbs. You know what I mean? He's brought back like the big joke of like why he hasn't been at their house is because he started a fire when he was cooking. There's no animosity because of his gayness.
Right. He just doesn't know how to take care of kids. And they, like, that's why he hasn't spent time with them, because he's awkward interacting with kids, which, if you don't have kids, totally understandable. Yeah. Like, that's a thing. But his sister calls him in a panic.
Yeah, and that's, sure, a gay stereotype, but also a stereotype of half of the Hallmark movies with straight men. Like, oh, guy falls in love with the mom who is a widow or something like that.
So because he wants to go to Hawaii, before he gets the call from his sister, he calls his best friend, who is a lesbian, who is getting married or got engaged or whatever on Christmas Eve. And she's like, how's the gunklehood going? And Alex laughs so hard.
It was so bad.
So I guess I'm a gunkle.
You're a gunkle.
It's just, well, it sounds gross. It sounds like a barnacle on a boat.
Yeah.
Like gunkle.
Yeah,
you're
like,
gunky.
Oh, there's some gunkle in this. Ugh. Well, that actually led us to wait. Because you are a trans mask guy and I'm non-binary, are you a gunk? Like what are we? Again, we'll have to come back to this verbiage. But yeah.
Do you want to
some gunkle on your shoes?
You want to talk about the big role that adoption plays in this movie? Because I was not expecting that. And that honestly is not traditional Hallmark. Like, traditional Hallmark would be big business for an emergency. Big mm-hmm. business boy gets called into small town. This mm-hmm. was not a small town, but whatever.
Well,
we'll pretend it was
Hallmark
a small town.
Hallmark is more on the suburbs because the people who watch Hallmark are upper middle class moms. You know what I mean? Like, they really hone into the demographic. And in more recent years, there have just been more and more suburb movies.
Like rich suburbs.
Yes.
And then No Christmas Spirit wants to get back to the business as soon as possible, away from the family, gets charmed by the person that they meet, that they do the meet cute, and gets charmed by them and gets wooed into the holiday spirit, and slowly realizes that family and spending time with family is important. And that's the basic through line. But this had a big adoption storyline, and like, gay single man adopting a kid, like, that was, I'm surprised they went there. That's a big deal.
Yeah, there are actually two unique adoption angles, or I don't even want to say adoption, but not traditional child bearing. The whole call to adventure is because Sam, when he gets a call from his sister that they need to go out of town, is because their surrogate is giving birth early. And they're like, we were supposed to have a New Year's baby, and instead we're having a Christmas baby. And I was genuinely shocked that like surrogacy would even be in a Christmas movie, let alone a Hallmark movie. It was beautiful. It made me very, very happy.
To pile on that, the handsome neighbor also is looking into not adoption, or I mean maybe surrogacy,
I'm going to assume that a cis gay man is not going to be able to have a child on his own.
Yeah.
So probably a surrogacy.
So
I guess, again, adoption, whatever, you know, what a family wants to call surrogacy or whatnot. But that's another Hallmark trope of a woman wants to start a family but can't find a man. And we don't really know, but the hot neighbor was from Los Angeles and was like, you know, no one wants to start a family there. So now I came home and I live across the street from my mom. And
that was cute.
Yeah, he's...
Oh, yeah, his mom did try to set him up. That's true.
Yes, but it wasn't... It wasn't like... No, I guess you're right. Yeah, it was like, oh my God, you guys are gay. You should hang out.
You should come over for family dinner. Yeah. We would love it if you came.
Gosh.
But it was cute that the boomer mom was setting them up for dinner.
Yeah,
I thought it was very more progressive than I expected.
I wouldn't call this movie progressive
for the Hallmark Channel.
Okay, yeah, like lower case. This movie makes progress, I guess. Because...
The boomer mom being like, "Bring your gay friend for dinner." Wink, wink. Like, that's pretty cool.
I mean, actually, now that you mention it, I realize that would be that it's another tenet of the knowing parent inviting the big business lady to dinner, being like, my son has, you know, he's a woodworker and he can help you, or he can help you fix your car. Come to dinner. Wink, wink. It wasn't as boring as I thought it was going to be. Typically, I'm quite bored through all of these holiday movies, especially Hallmark.
And instead of being like a woodworker or a fixer guy, he's great at making holiday pancakes.
And
holiday hot chocolate and holiday coffee. He's like the Luke Danes of holiday spirit.
I mean, he is literally a contractor, so...
He's making the nursery for the neighbors, that's right.
Yeah, he is like, I'm handy, but one of the first notes I made was, there's no girl. meaning. There's no, like, I'm the girl in this gay couple. Like, I would be the wife and I'm the manly man. There's no tops and bottoms in Hallmark world. In a good way, I think.
I was actually kind of expecting, like, a love triangle almost. Like, the mom maybe trying to set her son up, not knowing her son was gay, and maybe trying to set him up with this woman, and him having to be like, "Mom, I'm gay." Like, I almost expected that, especially because rich white suburbs, like, that's what you would expect, right?
That was literally spoilers for Happiest Season.
Exactly.
I mean, this is kind of like the Ellen DeGeneres of Hallmark movies, in that it's just palatable. Okay, problematic, like the Ellen Show of Hallmark movies. Like,
well, how so?
Because it just sort of slips in to the get your head out of the gutter. It just sort of slips into the Christmas pantheon right along with everything else, and moms have it on background. They're like, "Oh, look at these cute little gentlemen." As it skates into the pantheon of Hallmark movies, there are beat for beat moments. You've got a list.
I do. And they're not necessarily the gay moments, but they're the meet cute, the businessman.
Oh, no, this is the opposite. The Hallmark stereotypes, the Hallmark of the Hallmarks, not the gay stereotypes.
Right. Meet cute, business guy slips off the stairs, and the hot neighbor catches him and helps him inside so that he doesn't hit his head. They stare longingly into each other's eyes. There is a snowstorm the day before Christmas, mm-hmm. so they have to save Christmas for the niece and nephew that he's watching by wrapping all their gifts together.
Making stockings,
all that. They go to the winter carnival with the niece and nephew, and that's where they have their first almost kiss. In the background is a Christmas tree, very center frame, rainbow lights. Entirely rainbow lights.
That was a little bit like, oh. And it is interrupted.
by the small child, of course.
As is tradition.
And, you know, businessman is awkward at all of these holiday events. Like, knocks over the Christmas tree, doesn't know how to make Christmas pancakes or hot chocolate, doesn't know what a winter carnival is.
You keep saying Christmas pancakes like it is a staple of Christmas.
Christmas shaped pancakes, it's a thing.
Christmas shape, what is the shape of Christmas? There's snowmen,
tree,
there's
Santa,
trees.
All right. The one gay stereotype, though, is we mentioned the nephew that is straight. He's very straight. Mm-hmm, he has a crush on the girl in the Christmas play.
Mm-hmm.
And his uncle, Sam, used to be a gay theater kid and teaches him how to project on stage and how to be confident. And he, like, basically pageant moms pageant gays. He teaches the nephew how to be confident on stage so that he can be good in the play, but he does it with very stereotypical, like, "I was a theater kid."
No, I'm going to push back on that one, because I braced myself as soon as Jonathan Bennett looks a
Sam.
Little bit like, yes, Sam
Discount
the
David
Gunkle.
Levy.
He, I was like, oh, he's kind of like a discount David Levy. But who is in Happiest Season, I was bracing for him to start, like, singing and dancing, which is not in his character at all. But he talks about how he was self-conscious as a kid, and being on stage helped him grow as a person and made him good at his job. It wasn't like, I got it, it made me confident to be gay. No, it goes back to the positive part of his business.
And that's how you know that was the moment he became a good uncle. And then
a good uncle.
And then him and the sexy neighbor go to the play because the parents can't be there, and they hold hands and proudly watch the boy do well in the Christmas play.
Can I tell you about, actually, I think I cried, so you saw this, but the one part of this movie that actually hit home was when the, you know, the sister and brother-in-law come home with the new baby, and Sam has decided to stay for all of Christmas instead of flying off to Hawaii.
I just want to mention how before Sam leaves to go back to Hawaii and they tell him to stay and get the guy, they almost miss each other crossing the street. They have two passionate kisses on the porch, not just one. And the straight couples get just one. They had two passionate kisses. There was some tongue there.
Oh,
spicy.
Oh, man.
And then
real spice.
Both the families come out and applaud. Actually, is it the whole block that comes out and applauds? I feel like it is.
Well, the whole family lives on that block.
Oh,
the
right,
two,
yeah.
Families, yeah. And there's a group hug. Like, it. Oh, my God. I was like, yep, that sure was a Hallmark movie. Yeah, the whole declaration of love on the steps, just, I mean, it was really wholesome in a way that didn't make me feel awkward the way that Happiest Season did at some points, when the whole, you didn't support us as kids, blah, blah, blah. It's not that there isn't a place for those stories, but there aren't enough boring ass movies like this, and I'm glad it exists.
Me too.
Oh, wait, Matthew, there was a dog in this movie.
There was a dog, and Sam was afraid of the dog, and the dog woke him up one morning with a ball. He said, and I quote, "Please stop trying to make fetch happen." And we groaned.
I think I threw something at the TV. Yes, you're in Mean Girls.
But that's like the only thing he's known for. So they just had to tip a hat.
Yeah. I mean, he's known for being gay, which is fine.
Stop trying to make fetch happen.
I hate it. I hate it so much. Oh, goodness. Well, happy Christmas, Matthew.
Happiest season, Alex Cox.
Oh, God. Hey, everyone, I hope that your holidays aren't crappy. And, you know, merry happy from us over here at Two Headed Girl. And we hope you're hanging in there.
I don't want to say something cheesy, but I do. I want to, like, remember that if your family sucks, there's a bunch of homos out there who still care about you.
We're all homo for the holidays. Oh, hi, I'm Alex Cox.
And I'm Maddie Cox.
And this has been another episode of Two Headed Girl.
If you would like to support the show, head on over to patreon.com/twoheadedgirlfm or twoheadedgirlfm on all social medias.
Even Twitter, we're still there.